Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. There are hundreds of passages from the Holy Scriptures to show that God provides and protects His people, and that there is nothing in earth or in hell that can harm a trusting soul. The past is forgiven, the present is in God's keeping, and 1,000 promises give assurance for the bright future. Yet, we are sometimes terrified by the adversary. This is not uncommon, but it is unnecessary. We should not try to excuse it, but rather acknowledge it as an evidence of our spiritual immaturity. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, we are as safe here on earth as if we were already in heaven. Heaven is in our hearts. We have not passed beyond the possibility of physical death, but we have entered a sphere of life where we can afford to die, knowing that for the Christian, death is a promise to enter eternal glory. It is entirely possible to reach a place in grace where nothing can panic us. When we have the understanding of God's grace and goodness, we can have better understanding about our yesterdays, our today, and our tomorrows. The fear of death and judgment goes out of us as the true fear of God comes in. Holy fear of God replaces the fear of unknown. Today, fear God and find rest to your soul. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." Remember, my friends, focus on what's right with God, not what's wrong with us. Shall we pray? Glorious and righteous are you, O Lord, maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father, for your gift of salvation. Lord God, this day we fear you and honor your word in reverence. Spirit of God, help us to overcome unwanted and unnecessary fear and the accompanying worry in our lives, and grant us the peace that passeth understanding. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.